After the Rwandan genocide in the 1990s, clashes between government forces and rebels, mostly Hutus, continued along the country's border with what was then Zaire. One day, soldiers came to a mud home in a small village and questioned a father while his young son listened. The father denied helping the rebels, but the 6-year-old boy said yes. Some men had slept in the house the night before. Soldiers took the father away. When he returned a day later,
he said that he's going to do something that I won't forget.
That's Patrick Barushimana, who is now 22 years old and a patient here in Boston. Therapists are helping him learn to use artificial arms that will replace the ones his father destroyed that day. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has the story of how this young musician has become an ambassador for peace.
The details of Patrick's punishment are murky. In one story that circulated through his village, the father tied Patrick by the arms to a tree, and gangrene set in before he was released. In Patrick's memory, his father started a fire and sat on him, with his bound arms facing the blaze, until rope burned through to the bone. Patrick says his father left him to die, but he ran away to the soldiers and told them what had happened. The father was arrested.
We had shootings within that prison. Immediately they put us into the car, taking us to the hospital.
Patrick says the soldiers told him they had killed his father. At the hospital, doctors amputated Patrick's right arm just below the elbow and his left arm 3 to 4 inches below the shoulder. He was wandering the hospital halls when a producer with CNN, Ingrid Formanek, arrived looking for survivors of a recent massacre.
It was dirty, it was soiled. I was jumping into bed with patients at night to keep warm. That night I called my husband. I was upset. I said, this child, we've got to do something about this. I don't know why this child and not another child. But anyway, he got to me.
Formanek persuaded a lawyer she knew to give Patrick a home in Rwanda. She paid for Patrick's schooling and other expenses. She ordered a set of artificial arms through the mail when Patrick was younger. They did not work out. Now, at United Prosthetics in Dorchester, Greg Martino, grandson of the company's founder, pounds the last rivet into Patrick's new right forearm.
All right, let's go down and put this on Patrick.
The prosthetic is a brown tube that ends in tong-like curved hooks. Patrick raises it towards his face.
Now I can scratch. This is incredibly amazing.
Each arm is attached to a strap that loops around the opposite shoulder. Patrick uses what's left of his arm, underarm, and back muscles to extend the artificial limb. As he extends, a cable that runs through the arm tightens, pulling the two hooks open.
Now I can hold you.
Sure, go ahead.
Patrick reaches out to shake Martino's hand.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Great.
Patrick is a surprisingly accomplished artist, having learned to pick up the pencil with his lips and teeth, then place it between what's left of his two arms. He plays soccer, sings and produces music, rides a bike, and swims. But he cannot go to the bathroom by himself, bathe, or get dressed. And he's tired of having such a public disability.
People who see me ask me very many questions. Others, they cry when they see me.
Patrick says he's not ashamed of who he is, but would like to avoid questions and stares.
Maybe sometimes I'll be able to put on shirts with long sleeves.
Patrick will probably still need help with the buttons from 18-year-old Maurice Morenzi, who's been his constant companion since both boys were small.
Since I met him, we became brothers.
The boys came of age after the 1994 genocide, when 800,000 Rwandans were killed. Most of the dead were Tutsi, and most of the killing was done by Hutus. Patrick and Maurice were adopted into a home that includes both Tutsis and Hutus. The men say tribal differences don't matter in their relationship.
We want this whole string to be tight, right? So you're keeping your chest out like this, right?
Dr. Brendan Green models the stance Patrick will use to move his new left arm. The fitting is tricky. Muscles around that 3 to 4 inch limb haven't been used for years. A higher tech, more robotic arm might help, but those models require regular maintenance not available in Rwanda. So for Patrick, Dr. Green and the team at United Prosthetics went in the other direction.
This is as low maintenance as it gets. This prosthesis you know, given all of the spare parts that we will give him, will last him for 10 or 20 years.
We're going to achieve something that is greater to this world, me and you.
Patrick beams at Green and Martino.
We make a good team?
Yes.
All right, brother. It works.
3 days later, Patrick is at Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital with Samantha Conley, an occupational therapist. His black Manchester United soccer jersey lies on a table between them.
This is the first step.
Yeah? Now, can you put your head in?
Head first.
The Braintree-based Ray Thai Medical Aid Foundation is funding the $30,000 to $40,000 cost of Patrick's prosthetics and rehab. 20 minutes after he started, Patrick has the shirt over his head, literally.
This is a very great work. And,
where are you?
I'm lost.
At the end of the appointment, Patrick, who has a recording career in Rwanda, delivers a gift for Conley.
Can I rap for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Patrick uses the stage name Puzzle when he raps because he says the whole picture of his life is not yet clear.
In my song, I'm calling for unity. Let's work together as one.
Rwanda has won praise since the genocide for bringing Tutsis and Hutus together to improve the country's health and economic well-being. But a recent Human Rights Watch report raises concerns about an increase in what it says are politically motivated detentions and disappearances. Patrick, an incidental peace ambassador, will be in Boston for at least a few more weeks, spreading his message of resilience and hope. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha DeVere.
I'm a hunger, you can't go to the hunger.